I don't know. They just seem like there's a whole lot better than they are now. Buy a nickel, for a nickel, and a Coca-Cola was a nickel. I've never seen anything go up like Coca-Cola's had. About 10 or 12, 15 years ago, Coca-Cola was a nickel. The bottle it comes in will bring a dime.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Coca-Cola's has got to where they're more expensive to drink than milk. If you're a beer drinker, you can drink beer just about as cheap as you can drink Coca-Cola. About 10 or 12 years ago, they were a nickel. Now they're about 30 cents. There's a lot of things that just seem like they just skyrocketed out of it. But they still go. I don't reckon folks going to do without them.
Mm-hmm. Was it straight out across when I went out on the porch? You could see it.
Mountain.
Yeah. What is that?
Sweat's Mountain. That's Sweat's Mountain.
West Mountain?
Sweat's.
Sweat's.
Yeah, my granddaddy said the way that mountain got its name, said Indian runner White ran around the mountain and made him sweat, and they called it Sweat's Mountain. Years ago, mighty wonderful view across there, back when everybody was farming, all that farm there where those houses is at and those pine trees now was all open land, and it was farmed, and you could see that mountain had a beautiful view across there. I saw that mountain for years, and I guess when I was 10 or 12 years old, I ventured to go over there one Sunday, rode a wagon over there, a buggy or something, and there's a gap in that mountain. There's two mountains there, the big mountain and the little mountain, and at the end of each one of them, there's a gap. They come together, and there's a gap through there, and there's a road through that. It's just common road, no big grade to it. Well, I went over there and a bunch of us and climbed up the mountain. There was a trail, went up to the top of it, and we found a buzzard's roost up there, buzzard's nest. Uh-huh. So we politely got a couple of the buzzard eggs and brought them home. And my daddy didn't like it very much. So we had to wash pretty good, you know. Had to wash our hands pretty good, because you know what a buzzard is. Uh-huh. And I'll never forget going up there because of getting the buzzard eggs. There was two buzzard eggs in there, and we politely got them and brought them home. We was going to put them under a hen and hatch them. My father, he saw different to that.
What did he make you do with them?
We carried them out and disposed of them. I don't remember what it was, what we did with them, but we got rid of them. We broke up the buzzard's nest.
Yeah, a buzzard flies around something that's dead.
Yeah, they're scavengers. But we climbed up that mountain, and we could see our house from the top of the mountain. We picked out where our house was, but you couldn't. I doubt if you could see it now for the pine tree.
Uh-huh. And you used to could see Kennesaw Mountain
from
here.
I remember when they first put a light on Kennesaw Mountain. My grandfather was still living then. I'm just a small boy. They put a light on it for the airplanes. And noticed it out in the yard. He was one of these people that always went out after night, and he could look at the stars and tell you what the weather is going to be. Uh-huh. And he noticed that light on Kennesaw Mountain. And he got a thrill out of going out at night and look at the stars, he predicted the weather, and one night he was out there and he noticed that light, and that was quite a thrill for the old man. He was getting up in 80s then, I guess. Mm-hmm. Quite a few years ago. And reminiscing what I know about Woodstock here, you'd think I was an old man, but I'm only 57. I wonder if in the next 50 to 60 years, it would be possible to see as much change as I have in the last 50 years. The roads weren't paved. We walked to school. Automobile was very seldom.